So I don't care what you have to do to reach out to your neighbors, but the bottom line is the harvest is here. And it is waiting for somebody to put a sickle in. And what I want us to do as a church is to awake out of our sleep. The world has depressed us and imprisoned us and boxed us in, that we have accepted the attitude that we cannot preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is not true. If you want to put on a flick about Jesus and invite people over for pizza, then testify to them. I don't know what you can do. I don't know what you're gifted to do. Like Philip. Have you ever been around Philip? Well, I get people to drive me places with the expectation that I'm going to sleep there and the way back. That's my expectation. What I have discovered is, don't let Rick Burke or Philip Walker take you there, because they have this motor that is in them some way that got placed in them that should have been in a female species. And they just talk. Eric is my kind of guy. We can travel to Africa. We can travel to South Africa, to Swaziland, and clear back home. And the only thing I say, okay, see you Sunday, Eric. Now, that's my kind of guy. Philip Walker and Rick Burke are not my kind of guys. They are transgender. Listen, I'm telling you, that is just the way they do. Whatever you have to do, find a way to win somebody to Jesus. Find a way to put the sickle in. Amen? So I want this church to begin to declare that it's our time. I want it to begin to wake up, to shake itself, and that you realize that you have been. Now, God could have chose anybody, but he chose you. And he chose you for Kenton, Ohio. And he's changed the whole scheme of the city. He has taken away the dog trials. He's taken away all kinds of things. He's changing the atmosphere because you can have an entry into this city. Now, I know that you want me to get you shouting, and I hope you are shouting. But let me tell you something. It's time for you and I to awake. It's time for us to awake. It's time for us to shake ourselves. This city is ready for harvest. Amen. And you and I are here to do that. It is time for every weary person. And there are many weary Christians. Some Christians don't do anything, but they still get weary of doing nothing. I heard a guy say one time, we're having a board meeting tonight, and a guy showed up. The pastor opened the door and said, "Yes, sir, what can I do for you?" He said, "Well, you said you was having a board meeting." He said, "I'm about as bored as I can get, buddy." And sometimes we get weary because we do nothing. So we need to begin to declare that we are going to be strong in the Lord. You may be weary, but begin to declare that you are strong in the Lord. It's time for us to activate our faith and not just view it as a trophy. It's time for us to use it. Amen? It is time for you and I to get active and to activate the gifts that God has given us. The gifts that God has given us. It is time for those that are worried and those that have questions about what if I miss God? One time I was just praying and fasting. I said, God, I want to do something for you, but I don't want to miss you. He said, look, son, if you just get out of this house and quit worrying and do anything, you'd be better off than you are now.